This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Here is Alan Lee to introduce Program 3.
In our first two broadcasts, you described your personal experiences with stress as cross-cultural workers and how those experiences led you to develop some strong convictions about the worth of self-care. That, in turn, it seems, led you to adopt a rule of life which spelled out your personal understanding of self-care. Let's start by talking about this rule of life. Can you define that for us, Karen?
Okay, Richard Scazzaro has written a book called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, and let me just read a quote from that book. He says, "A rule of life is an intentional, conscious plan to keep God at the center of everything we do. It provides guidelines to help us continually remember God as the source of our lives. It includes our unique combination of spiritual practices that provide structure and direction for us to intentionally pay attention and remember God in everything we do. The starting point and foundation of any rule is a desire to be with God and to love Him."
And I was really intrigued when I read Scazzaro's definition of rule of life. And he said that the word rule comes from the Greek word for trellis. And, you know, a trellis, of course, is a tool that enables a grapevine to get off the ground and to grow upward where it can become more productive and fruitful. So in the same way, a rule of life is a trellis that helps us abide in Christ and become more fruitful and productive in our lives.
I like that. I appreciate that, because when I think of the word rule, I start to think of legalism or, you know, something that will restrict me, tie me down. And so his emphasis on the starting point being the desire to be with God and to love Him helps me a lot to see this intentional conscious plan as actually something that will free me up to serve Him as opposed to restricting me or confining me to act in a certain way.
The word intentional figures largely in what you just said.
Yes, I think intentionality is the key. This is something you have to choose for yourself. It's not something you'll read in a book, a list of guidelines or steps. It does require a certain amount of organization and maybe thinking through what currently are my priorities and values. When I look at the things I'm spending my time doing or what's taking the most energy, what does that tell me about my priorities and values?
You said that to be intentional about self-care requires a certain amount of organization. Any tips for doing that?
Dale Burke, in his book, How to Overcome Overload, recommends organizing your time according to what he calls the four R's. This is a convenient way to group our activities so that we can keep our work or ministry lives balanced with family and spiritual needs.
What does he recommend?
He recommends figuring out what activities go into each category and trying our best to keep them separate, even though that may not always be feasible or possible.
If memory serves me well, he talks about rest time, response time, results time, and refocus time. Those are his four R's. Would you begin by talking a little bit about rest time?
Well, rest time focuses on spiritual and family health. This is a time when we're not doing anything related to work. And I think part of what's included in rest time would be practicing the Sabbath.
And the second of those four R's, response time?
Response time focuses on the details of things like emails, meeting the needs of others that suddenly come up. These are the interruptions, the immediate demands that might not be directly related to your primary purpose for being where you are, but they're in your face, they're urgent, they're time sensitive, they're things that you feel like you have to respond to right away, even though we really don't always have to. But sometimes, especially in the times when we have less energy, we feel like doing those things more than the things that take more creativity.
And results time comes next as he sees it?
Yes, results time is when we focus on the main things that God has for us personally in advancing his mission. This is the time that we set aside to make sure we're doing the priority things. It involves making sure we have time for creativity and visionary thinking in what we do. These are the things that often require more thinking and more effort. Maybe we've been thinking about writing an article on a particular topic that really interests us, or maybe we need to do strategic planning on our team. It takes more thinking and effort, but it gets crowded into the least productive time of our day because we've given too much time to the response time that I described earlier.
And then refocus time is fourth on his list of four R's.
Yes, and this is often the most ignored. This involves taking time to look at, assess, and adjust your priorities and goals for the future. It's taking time to make the adjustments that help you stay in balance. On our team, this is something that we do weekly, either at the beginning of the week or the end of the week. We talk about looking over the past week, what has gone well and what hasn't gone well. And then we look ahead and we ask each other, what do you want and what do you need? And that helps us to refocus and prioritize for the coming week.
By way of review, then, we've got rest, response, results, and refocus times as categories by which we can organize our self-care. Can you expand a little on those four categories for us?
To flesh these four R's out a little bit, let me give you some personal examples from each one. For rest time, for example, living in a tropical climate and heat and humidity, I try to take about a 30-minute siesta each day. As much as my schedule allows, I try to take Sundays off and truly have Sunday as a Sabbath rest time. And then also to take periodic vacations, and especially to get some time off the continent from time to time.
Hearing this, I can't help but bring up something that was mentioned in the last broadcast. Doesn't all of this focus on rest sound a little self-centered to you?
Well, the point of it is, ultimately, that I would be able to love God and experience the presence of God.
Fair enough. And a personal example of response time.
Response time example for me, probably email is the best example. My inbox is continually filling up, and I can start to get into a mindset of I have to get my inbox down to 30 emails, and it doesn't really matter if those are high priority, time-sensitive emails. It's just a pressure that I put on myself that I should get down to this certain number. And so then that can crowd out time and energy for other things that are more important.
Results time?
Results time. Again, those are the things that are what God has for you personally in advancing his mission. So it really depends on what your particular ministry responsibilities are. For me, it's counseling, writing, training. And it's important that I have the mental and emotional and physical energy and stamina to be able to do those things.
And the final of those four R's or categories was refocus time?
Refocus time. I gave an example earlier of how we do that as a team, but I think that's also something that I can do personally. Our governing board has asked us to come up with covenant goals for ourselves where we look at what we're doing relationally, spiritually, professionally to stay fresh, to stay healthy, to stay balanced. And we all have accountability partners who we talk to about once a month and go over those covenant goals. And that also is a way that I can refocus. It's not like each day we should get up and say, okay, from 9 to 10 will be my results time, from 10 to 11, my response time, 11 to 12, my focus time. It's not as rigid as that. It's really just being able to look in the overall picture, what kind of balance do I have, and Are there any of these R areas that really aren't getting the adequate time and attention that they deserve?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.